Have you ever stopped to wonder what really fuels business longevity and growth? Especially, you know, in today's landscape, it's so competitive. What if the secret isn't purely about services, but maybe more about relationships? Today, we're doing a deep dive into a company that, well, according to our source, seems to have really cracked the code on turning partnerships into brand growth. That company is Nickerson, a national marketing and communications agency.
Yeah, and for this deep dive, we're looking at a recent article from the Better Business Bureau. It's titled Turning Partnerships into Brand Growth, Behind the Business with Nickerson in Boston, MA, published July 28, 2025. So pretty current stuff.
Right. And our mission today, we want to unpack Nickerson's unique philosophy, especially this idea they have of client partnership. We'll explore how they managed to expand nationally and maybe uncover some of the specific, maybe even surprising ways they build that lasting trust and credibility. Get ready. Hopefully you'll find some actionable takeaways here, maybe some aha moments about business strategy. Okay, let's unpack this. So let's start right at the beginning then. Who exactly is Nickerson? What's their specialization?
Okay, so Nickerson is a national full-service marketing and comms agency, and they specialize in what they call the built environment.
The built environment. Okay, what does that actually cover?
It's pretty broad, actually. Think about nearly every man-made or adapted space where we live, work, connect. It also includes the tech and the companies that, you know, help create and manage those spaces.
Ah, so real estate development, prop tech, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Real estate development, smart cities, tech, even hospitality spaces. It's foundational, really. It shapes the world around us.
That's fascinating. And it's interesting, their founder, Lisa Nickerson, she didn't actually start out aiming for a marketing agency, did she? Her background was initially in commercial real estate as a broker. How did that experience shape the agency itself?
Well, that background was absolutely pivotal. Her foundation wasn't just marketing theory. It was hands-on entrepreneurship and business strategy. She understood the core business challenges her clients were facing, you know, from the inside.
Yeah.
So Nickerson was really built on principles like deep trust, genuine collaboration, and this core belief that the best, most impactful work happens when you truly work together as a partner.
Not just vendors and clients.
Precisely.
That collaborative idea, it really seems baked into their language. And this is where I think it gets really insightful. They refer to all their clients as client partners. What's behind that specific term? Is it just wording or does it signify more?
Oh, it definitely signifies more. Molly Sylvia, who's their VP of Performance Management, puts it really clearly. She says, and I'm quoting roughly here, that relationship is everything. We want to collaborate in a way that helps them grow. Well, it's not just about providing service. It's about building something together.
Building something together.
Yeah. It's a shift, you see, from just a transaction to a real long-term alliance. Their success is tied to the client partner's success. It's a fundamental mindset shift.
And you can see the results, right? The article mentions this average client partner tenure over 6 years. Mm-hmm. What's the real weight of that? 6 years is a long time, especially in services.
It's extraordinary, honestly. For any service business, that's a standout number. And often, you know, new client partners come to them maybe after less than great experiences elsewhere.
Disappointing experiences, right? Feeling like a number, maybe.
Exactly that. Or the results just weren't there. Molly Sylvia actually mentioned this. She said, earning and rebuilding that trust has been one of the agency's most consistent challenges. And she adds, one of our biggest strengths.
Okay, so turning that challenge into a strength, how do they actually rebuild that trust?
Well, it's not just about delivering the work, though that's crucial, obviously. It seems to be about radical transparency right from the start, setting really clear expectations, lots of proactive communication, and maybe crucially, being willing to listen to those past pain points and actively address them.
So they make rebuilding trust a core skill.
That's what it sounds like, proving their value through that consistent collaborative effort.
Okay, so if earning and rebuilding trust is key, how does this whole client partnership model fuel their growth? How do they attract new client partners with this approach?
Right. It's not just passive. Word of mouth and referrals are huge, naturally. But because those relationships are so deep, the referrals they get are probably, you know, highly qualified. They carry a lot of weight.
Makes sense.
And their involvement in industry networks. It's not just showing up. It seems like they position themselves as trusted advisors, people who genuinely invest in the success of the whole built environment community, not just their own bottom line.
So they're facilitating connections for their partners, too.
Exactly. Creating this sort of reciprocal network of value. And that organically brings in new business.
Okay, that explains the local strength. But Nickerson isn't just Boston-based anymore. How did they manage that transition? Scaling from a local firm to a nationally recognized agency, especially over just the last 7 years, while keeping that personalized touch.
It's interesting. The article actually points to the pandemic, calls it an unexpected catalyst.
Really? How so?
It seems it basically fast-tracked their existing plans for national growth. It proved that their collaborative model could work effectively remotely, that true partnership wasn't, you know, tied to being in the same room.
And that led to new offices.
Directly, yes. New offices opened in key hubs like New York and Los Angeles.
And looking at their client list now, it's pretty diverse. Real estate, development, retail, prop tech, even sports stadium projects. That's quite a range within the built environment.
It is. And that diversity is actually a huge strategic plus for them and for their client partners.
How does that work?
Well, it means the Nickerson team isn't stuck in one silo. They're constantly seeing different challenges, different tech, different marketing angles from across the whole sector. This lets them bring, as the article says, fresh ideas and a cross-disciplinary perspective to every single project.
Ah, so cross-pollination of ideas.
Exactly. It keeps their thinking sharp, their strategies innovative, and apparently it also makes the work more engaging for their own team.
Which probably helps with their own retention, right? People wanting to stay and grow there.
That's the idea. Creates an environment where people feel invested.
Okay, so we have this deep client partnership philosophy driving things. What about the nuts and bolts? What services are they actually offering day to day to boost visibility and performance? And how do they deliver those in a way that reinforces collaboration?
So they offer the full suite you'd expect. Marketing strategy, branding, website design and development, comprehensive communications, PR. But the key difference seems to be how they deliver it. It's not one size fits all. Because of that partnership model, they really immerse themselves in each partner's specific world, their goals, their challenges.
So highly tailored strategies.
Very much so. Custom solutions designed to resonate with that specific audience and support the partner's long-term vision, not just generic tactics pulled off a shelf.
And managing all that, especially across a growing national footprint, what internal tools or systems help them keep that personalized service consistent?
They rely heavily on a robust CRM system internally.
Standard practice, maybe?
Well, yes, but it sounds like they use it for more than just contact management. It's a tool to track interactions meticulously, understand the history and the evolving needs of each client partner. It ensures everyone on the team has the context they need to deliver that consistent high-touch service. It's how they try to operationalize that relationship focus, even at scale.
Okay, that's the internal view. What about externally? How do they signal that trust and credibility to potential partners or even existing ones?
One thing the article highlights is their accreditation by the Better Business Bureau, which they've had since 2019.
And that matters because?
Well, it's an external validation. It signals a commitment to ethical practices, to transparency. For someone considering working with them, it adds that extra layer of credibility. It suggests, you know, that Nickerson operates with integrity and stands on by its word.
It builds confidence.
Right. A bit of peace of mind.
Now, this commitment to partnership.
Yeah.
Does it stop with the paying client partners or does it ripple outwards?
It definitely seems to ripple outwards into the community.
Okay.
The article mentions that many team members are actively involved in various professional and civic groups.
Like what?
Things like the Urban Land Institute's Women's Leadership Initiative, the U.S. PropTech Council, the AIGA chapter in L.A., groups relevant to their industry and community.
And there's nonprofit involvement too, right? Board seats at places like Housing Families, Greater Boston Arts and Business Council.
That's right. And beyond board seats, the agency itself does pro bono work. Specifically, they try to support the charitable efforts of their client partners.
Oh, that's interesting. Amplifying their partners' giving.
Yeah, Molly Sylvia puts it as, when our client partners give back, we want to help amplify that.
Mm.
It shows the partnership extends to shared values and community impact, not just business deals.
That really connects the dots on their philosophy. The article also mentions something specific about Boston itself. Does their home base in Boston offer a particular advantage for this partnership model?
Apparently so. Molly Sylvia described Boston's business landscape as a real networked community.
Meaning?
Meaning it's perhaps more interconnected than some larger, more sprawling cities. This makes it easier, she suggests, to build genuine rapport. There are just more opportunities for real interaction and collaboration across different industries, fostering those long-term partnerships.
Right. The environment itself supports that way of working. Okay, so let's try and bring this all together. What does this mean for you listening right now? We've seen Nickerson leverage these really deep client partnerships, adapt strategically, especially during the pandemic, and show a real commitment to community. It really does seem like a testament to the idea that true collaboration and trust are foundational for lasting success, not just building a business, but building something that endures.
Yeah, at its heart, the Nickerson story, as presented here, is about how a company focused on the built environment helps others tell their stories effectively, helping them grow their influence, reach their goals, all through thoughtful marketing that's fundamentally grounded in that principle of trust.
So maybe the final thought for you to consider is this. How could embracing a mindset of genuine partnership, and not just with clients, but maybe within your own team, in your wider community, how could that transform what you're trying to achieve? Could earning or even rebuilding trust, especially maybe after some tough experiences, could that actually become your biggest strength, your key differentiator? Definitely something to mull over until our next deep dive.